Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday and wishing you a great week ahead. Welcome to today's episode. We're talking about three things. Equity staged a strong rebound on Friday. Stock market rotation underway, this time to tech. Week ahead, earnings data and central bank decisions. Major US indexes staged a strong rebound Friday, finishing a topsy-turvy week at fresh records. The S&P 500 was up 1.1%. The Dow Jones was up 1.3%. The Nasdaq was up 1%. All three indexes closed at highs. The strong gains Friday helped stocks narrowly avert weekly losses, pushing the major indexes towards a third consecutive week of gains. Major investors rushed to buy the stock market dip after Thursday's declines, continuing a trend that has become a feature of the stock market's rally over the past year. Every dip is bought into in a hurry. That desire, alongside easing concerns about the economic recovery, lifted stocks on Friday and overshadowed any worries about President Biden's executive order to limit corporate dominance. Shares of big technology companies have been flying past the rest of the market. After languishing for months, the group has staged a resurgence with several tech companies hitting records in the recent sessions. Apple shares closed at a record on Friday after notching their first new high since January earlier in the week. Microsoft and Amazon shares also jumped to records Wednesday and Thursday respectively. Some investors and analysts say that they have become less optimistic that the US economic recovery will sustain its strong momentum. Lackluster economic data over the past week and fears about the Delta variant of the COVID-19 have stoked volatility in the stock and bond markets. Eight tech heavyweights account for more than half of the S&P 500 7.3% gain from May 12 when the index hit a near-term low through early July. This is according to Bespoke Investment Group. Apple, Amazon, Google, Facebook, Netflix, Nvidia, and Tesla pushed the broad index to new highs. The strong showing of tech marks a sharp shift from earlier in the year. For many months, investors had fled the government bond market and scooped up shares of companies that would prosper if the US economy continued its rapid recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Energy companies and shares of big banks and other financial firms soared as treasury yields edged higher. Those wagers have crumbled in recent sessions, highlighting the turbulence among stocks that has been a staple of this year despite an ascendant market. The tech sector's recent win marks a revival of a trade that flourished in 2020, helping drive the S&P 500's recovery for much of last year. Anchoring the run for growth companies is dwindling bond yields. Investors have stampeded into treasury, sending the yield on the 10-year treasury note to the lowest level since February as bond prices have rallied. Many individual investors have also piled in, snapping up exchange-traded funds that track bonds. This is according to JP Morgan Chase strategists. The low yields have boosted the outlook for tech and growth bets that investors think would keep delivering strong results during the sluggish stretch for the broader economy, reviving a trade that worked for much of last year. In fact, for the much of last decade, actually. Moving on to the week ahead, busy week ahead of us. Second quarter earnings gets underway this week with several big banks reporting. JP Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs Group report on Tuesday. The two money center banks recently lifted their dividends by 11% and 60% respectively. That is followed by Bank of America, Wells Fargo and Citi on Wednesday and Morgan Stanley on Thursday. Other major companies reporting this week would be PepsiCo, Delta Air on Wednesday, Taiwan Semiconductor and United Health Group on Thursday, and Kansas City Southern on Friday. The week's economic calendar will be equally busy as well. The Bureau of Labor Statistics releases the Consumer Price Index for June on Tuesday, followed by the Producer Price Index for June on Wednesday. Expectations are for year-over-year increases of 4% and 6.4% respectively in the core CPI and core PPI numbers. Investors and economists will also get a look at a pair of sentiment surveys this week. The National Federation of Independent Business Small Business Optimism Index for June on Tuesday and the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index on Friday. The Federal Reserve releases its latest Beach Book as well on Wednesday, and the Census Bureau reports retail sales data for June on Friday. That's for the US. On China and Asia, China's second quarter GDP report will take center stage in a week packed with key data and central bank decisions. A sharp slowdown in the growth rate is inevitable given the base effect. Looking through the data distortions though, the recovery is maturing, not stumbling. Activity and trade data for June will likely paint a similar picture, a slower but still solid expansion. This is according to Bloomberg. Central bank action. Bank of Japan will unveil details of its green lending plan. It's likely to keep policy steady and trim its growth forecast to account for a drag from virus containment measures. We'll watch the central bank meetings in South Korea and New Zealand for cues on when they will start to raise rates. Last, we'll be looking out for trade data from China. Bloomberg is expecting China's export and imports to record marginal month-on-month declines in June. Even so, both should continue to record increases in excess of 20% from a year earlier level and double-digit compound growth rates compared with June 2019. Exports likely rose 21% year over year, slowing from May's 27.9% gain. Import growth probably decelerated to about 28% from 51% in May, reflecting a higher year earlier base and lower commodity prices such as iron ore and copper. That is the update. Busy week ahead. I'll try and keep you abreast with all the key news points and data points. Stay safe and healthy, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.